Today we are going to read from the Old Testament book, Daniel chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. I'll read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 19. Then the king arose at dawn, at the break of day, and went in haste to the lion's den. When he had come near the den to Daniel, he cried out with a troubled voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel spoke to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me. Inasmuch as I was found innocent before him, and also told you, O king, I have committed no crime. Then the king was very pleased and gave orders for Daniel to be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatsoever was found on him, because he had trusted his God. The king then gave orders, and they brought those men who had maliciously accused Daniel, and they cast them, their children, and their wives into the lion's den. And they had not reached the bottom of the den before the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. When we read the story in the book of Daniel, it pumps our blood. It enhanced our spiritual energy, because Daniel, through his more than 50 years service in the foreign empires, foreign palaces, never swerved to the right or to the left or turned to back from serving his only God, Yahweh, in heaven. Here, King Darius asked Daniel, who was thrown into the den of lions, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to deliver you from the lions? What's the background of this event? At the instigation of those 120 satraps in Babylon, those who got really jealous against Daniel, whom was really favored by King Darius, who even planned to promote Daniel, number two man in his whole kingdom. So those who were under Daniel's supervision. They planned and schemed. Bible says, same chapter 6, verse 4, then the high officials and the satraps sought to find ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom. But they could not find no ground for complaint or any fault because Daniel was faithful and no error or fault was found in him. Those high officials in Babylonian kingdom under the King Darius, the Mede, they are used to bribe and receive bribes from their subjects. But Daniel is the one to whom they were supposed to give their account. And Daniel here was faithful, and no error or fault was found in him. He could not take any bribes from those 120 satraps whom he personally supervised with two other ministers. Therefore, they could not find any fault in Daniel's the life in palace, dealing with all economic matters and political matters to serve faithfully and effectively and honorably his king, Darius the Mede. And the Bible continues to say, then, verse 5 in chapter 6, these men, 120 satraps, said, we shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God. Wow. Then these high officials and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to king, O King Darius, live forever. All the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition or pray to any god or man for 3 days except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. That is their shrewd scheme, trying to trap honest politician, counselor, man of God, Daniel. Did they succeed? Well, Bible says, verse 10, when Daniel knew that the edict document had been signed by king with his signet, Daniel went on his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. Daniel got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. How long he had done such prayers? Of 50 years, 3 times a day, following God's promise to King Solomon at his temple dedicatory prayer to God, God answered to King Solomon, "Whoever prays to God Yahweh toward this temple, God would listen to his prayer and answer his prayer, grant him whatever he asked of God in heaven." So here, Daniel, following God's answer to King Solomon's prayer concerning the temple building, he opened up his windows facing far away Jerusalem temple direction, and he prayed to that temple, Yahweh of the temple, to Yahweh 3 times a day over the past 50 years in his exile. I put the title of today's incident, "What is it to worship Yahweh alone?" For Daniel in Babylon, what is it to worship Yahweh alone in his exile? First of all, it is praying to Yahweh at all costs. What kind of prayer? Prayer of thanksgiving. His life was at stake if his praying to Yahweh was found by somebody. Then he could be dragged out of his chamber and thrown into the den of the lions, as King Darius' edict said. But he continued as he was doing in his prayer to Yahweh toward Jerusalem. So, it was prayer of thanksgiving. Of course, we know he would eventually pray in penitential tears for his own sins, his people's sins, his king's sins, his princess' sins, his forefathers' sins. But here, in chapter 6, the background against this event was his constant prayer of thanksgiving. It is very risky praying life because of king's verdict. That edict was to throw him to the den of lions because he prays to God Yahweh, not to King Darius. So Daniel's worship Yahweh alone in Babylon is his constant prayer of thanksgiving. Second, what is his prayer worship of Yahweh alone in Babylon? His prayer caused everything including his own life. His comfortable life as a high official, almost the number two man in whole kingdom of Media and Persia. He took risk, could lose all privilege he enjoyed when somebody found him praying to Yahweh, not to king. But he, anyway, went on praying to Yahweh. So his worship was constant prayer at all cost, including his own life. But after his prayers, what Daniel did? That's a third form of his worship of Yahweh alone in Babylon. Serving. In his position called by God in his enemy's kingdom. Faithful service to the best interest of King Darius. That's why his adversaries could not find anything false and fish, smells fish, nothing they could find in Daniel's palace life because he was so faithful to do his best for the best interest of his own king. Apostle Peter, he correctly tells us, fear God, honor the king. 1 Peter 2, verse 17. Yes, there is priority in Daniel's, in your, in my, in our worship life. God comes always first. God takes the first place in all areas of our life and all areas of Daniel's life in foreign enemies' kingdom. Daniel, first of all, feared God. That is beginning of wisdom. True wisdom is to fear God as he ought to do. As long as the king does not exercise God-given authority in violation of God's command. Daniel, you, I, all we believers should honor the king, knowing that he is God-appointed minister of God. But here, Daniel, after fearing God as he ought to, and God appointed King Darius, he served faithfully, and his adversaries could not find any fault and error in Daniel's that political life in King Darius' kingdom. Yet, his constant prayer three times a day to not King Darius as his document said, but to Yahweh his God. He was found guilty in violation of king's edict, and king had to command his subjects to take Daniel out of his house and throw him into the den of lions. King could not have peace in his heart because he knew Daniel was the best of the best in his kingdom, because Daniel always served for the best interest of his king Darius the Mede. But King Darius trapped himself by his own edict, by his own law. Meanwhile, Daniel never lost his peace, tranquility, and freedom while not obeying king's wrongful, unrighteous command. Now, verse 18. King went to his palace. But Bible says he lost his sleep. He lost his appetite. He could not keep his peace. Meanwhile, Daniel in the den of lions kept his peace, kept his confidence in his God Yahweh. Sure enough, Yahweh sent one of his angels to guard Daniel from ferocious lions' attack. Who came out victorious? Prayer commanding unrighteous King Darius, or praying Daniel? Only Daniel's prayer is offered up to Yahweh by violating King Darius' unrighteous edict. Daniel did not lose his righteous execution of his callings on earth, fearing God. Then, within that limit of fearing God, he served and honored the king. That is Daniel's true worship of Yahweh in Babylon. And the Bible says Daniel had an excellent spirit in him. It is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Like Christ, as a type of Christ, Daniel was thrown into the den of a lion, and the stone was rolled and then closed, the entrance and sealed with king's signet, like Jesus' tomb was covered with stone and sealed with signet of Governor Pilate. So Daniel was not innocent, sinless person. He could not take angels serving him for his own credit. No. It is the Spirit of Christ dwelling in Daniel's soul, that for the sake of Spirit of Christ, Daniel received pure grace from Yahweh. So let us remember, it is not merit of Daniel. It is the merit of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, by whom Daniel was strengthened, sustained in his daily praying life. At the same time, his daily faithful service to the foreign kings, to the best interest of king's palace. May God continue to fill us with Holy Spirit, that we may be enlightened, strengthened, encouraged by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, so that all our prayer life may be offered up in heartfelt thanksgiving to the Father through Jesus Christ, so that as King Darius praised God of Daniel, we, with Daniel, continue to be living witnesses, while even costing our own lives to serve our God through Jesus Christ, that people surround us may find Jesus Christ as their own Savior, so that they could humble themselves and confess their sins and praise God as they ought to do. May the Spirit of Jesus Christ give us constant strength and gratitude while we serve, worship our living God. Let's pray. Lord God, we give thanks to you for the true worshiper in the life of Daniel. May we be filled with your Holy Spirit so that we may worship you in our heartfelt thanksgiving, even risking our own lives, whatever dear to us, and at the same time, we may be faithful to our calling, not violating the law of God. May Jesus Christ be magnified in our true worshipful life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.